Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School for the Invitational. This is the girls' championship game coming up. This should be a good one. The Rockport Blue Jays and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Dylan, I did a lot of reading here. You know, I kind of followed this Rockport Blue Jays team last year. They did reach the state semifinal. Coming off a very good season, I was just reading some Max Preps information from Coach Ollett before the season started. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with how to prepare, right? Didn't lose a lot of girls, had a lot of experience coming back. How do you handle that? How do you jump right back into basketball season? They had a deep run in the volleyball season, too. So exciting things going on in this Rockport Blue Jays team. They're led by Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey, last season, as a freshman, averaged 18 points a game during the regular season, and then when the postseason came along, she averaged 26 a game. So very capable. Ella Meyercourt is the other sister to Audrey. You're going to hear those two names a bunch here this evening. Dylan, let's look at the starting lineups.
First off, for Rockport, Tatum Vogler, she's a 5'6 junior. Ella Meyercourt and Audrey Meyercourt. Ella, a 5'8 senior. Audrey, a 5'9 sophomore. Braylon Wood, a 5'11 sophomore. And then Stevie Gates, a 5'10 freshman. Rockport is 2-0 so far with a 64-19 win over South Holt and a 59-45 win over Mound City. For Mid-Buchanan, they're led by Maya Dillman. Junior, Avery Meyer, a sophomore. Avani Kenzora, a senior. Tatum Moss, a sophomore. And Lindy Eaton, she is a senior. Mid-Buchanan also 2-0 on the tournament, so one of these teams is going to leave. Mound City undefeated tonight. Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons, beat East Atchison 60-17 in their first game, and then Bishop LeBlanc 57-37. So both teams can get out and run. Both teams like to push the pace. And both teams can score the ball.
This one here might feel like a postseason game if this thing gets going the way we think it might. So grab your blanket, grab your hot cocoa, whatever you got in front of you this evening, buckle up. We're going to bring you one more here this evening. Live from Mound City, my name is Cody Shawong. Joined alongside Dylan Hendricks here this evening. Into the center circle for the Rockport Blue Jays goes Audrey Meyercourt. And into the center circle for the Mid-Buchanan Dragons is Tatum Moss. So the Moss and Meyercourt in the middle. The ball is up and tipped out of there. Meyercourt's going to win the jump. It's going to end up in the hands of Braylon Wood. Wood goes right back over to Audrey Meyercourt. Rockport Blue Jays will set up the offense. Meyercourt, crossover dribble at the free throw line, at the volleyball spike line, that is, out deeper. Now the pass goes inside, looking to get it into Stevie Gaines. Gaines, a lot of traffic. Girl hits the floor there. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mid-Buchanan.
Foul is going to be on Maya Dillman. That's her first of the quarter as well for the Dragons.
Inbounding underneath the basket. That's Tatum Vogler. Vogler logs it inside to Stevie Gaines. Gaines has it taken away by Tatum Moss. Moss rips it out of the hands of Stevie Gaines. Ahead to the front court they come. Inside pass it goes Kenzora. Kenzora back outside for a three-point shot by Meyer that won't fall. Avery Meyer can't get that one. Rebound cleared out of there by... That was Braylon Wood with a rebound. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. On the left side with it, Tatum Vogler. Vogler has it knocked away momentarily. Now they pass it inside to Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt is going to be fouled. Shot does not go. Meyercourt will go to the line for two shots.
Foul on that one's going to be on number 10, Avery Meyer. That's her first. Second team foul of the quarter.
So two quick fouls here for Mid-Buchanan, just in two possessions for Rockport. Free throw on the way, rims around the rim and out, does not go for Ella Meyercourt. One shot coming up here, just underway in this girls' championship game in the Mound City Invitational here this evening, live from Mound City. Second free throw for Ella Meyercourt, up no good. Rebound comes down to Tatum Moss for Mid-Buchanan. Back it goes to Moss on the right side. She dribbles into the right corner, dishes it off deeper in the right corner. Underneath there was Dillman. Back outside, top of the key. Ivani Kenzora, long cross-court pass to Moss. Moss had a cutting Meyer going through there. Now they find Dillman on a cut. Backdoor puts a shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll send Maya Dillman to the free throw line for two free throws.
That foul for Rockport going to be on number 14, Audrey Meyercourt. That's her first.
Right.
Of the quarter here for the Blue Jays.
Maya Dillman, a junior, at the free throw line for this Mid-Buchanan Dragon team. Free throw on the way up, off back iron, will not fall. Second free throw pending. Mid Buchanan in the white uniforms, green trim this evening. Rockport's in the all blues. The Rockport Blue Jay girls, I'm guessing, had a late night last night coming back from the state championship game. As the boys played in St. Joseph last night, Maya Dillman gets the second free throw to go. Here comes Audrey Meyercourt across the timeline, right in front of the scores table. Now she'll go to the right side to Gaines. Stevie Gaines, top of the key, goes Vogler. Here's a left wing three-pointer by Ella Meyercourt that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tied up. Jump ball is going to be the call. Or
that's
no, they got a foul.
Call a foul there on number 13, Stevie Gaines.
Okay.
That's going to be Stevie's first, second foul of the quarter here for Rockport. She looked like she had a lot of ball there.
Dual
possession.
Clear up here in the crow's nest. Guess we couldn't see it very clear.
It's easy to ref from up here.
With the headset on. All right. Big Buchanan with the basketball. This is Kenzora dribbling through the paint, and a whistle and traveling is going to be the call. I thought he was going to call a foul there momentarily. Kenzora kind of lost her footing. Traveling is the call. Turnover to Rockport. Audrey Meyercourt, crossover dribble in front of Lindy Eaton. To the free throw line goes Meyercourt. This is Ella Meyercourt. Gets the pass from Audrey. Tries to drive to the hoop. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound pulled out of there by Tatum Moss. Ahead in the front court, it goes to Avery Meyer. Back out top it goes. Underneath the Moss now in the right corner. Looking to bounce past it underneath. They do so to Maya Dillman. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ella Meyercourt.
It's just going to be Ella's first foul. And Rockport playing pretty physical here so far in the first quarter.
Three team fouls already, and we've only played 2 minutes. The score is 1-0. Mid Buchanan in front here, still a long ways to go, but early in this one. Here's an inbound pass. Deep into the front court, it goes to Lindy Eaton. Cross court pass to Kenzora, looking for the long pass. Gets it in the right corner, dribbling to the hoop, up and off the glass by Maya Dillman for her first field goal. She's got 3 points, and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons lead 3-0 on the ensuing possession. Stolen away by Mid-Buchanan. That was Avery Meyer stealing the ball away. Now here comes Rockport. Ball's loose on the floor in front of the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Girls are diving on the floor for it. Loose ball. The ball's going to roll out of bounds to Mid-Buchanan.
Great hustle there for both teams. And you can tell that both of these teams really want that win tonight. They're playing hard.
I think they probably knew that this was going to be a contest here. So back the other way comes Mid-Buchanan. After the ball went out of bounds, this is Tatum Moss with it. Outside three-point shot by Dillman won't fall. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the rebound as Tatum Moss was under there battling for it.
There's a couple of Blue Jays there. They're going to get that one on number 10,
though.
We don't have a number 10 on our roster sheet.
Don't have one here either.
So foul's
all right, I'll find out.
Foul's going to be on number 10. And it'll be Mid-Buchanan basketball. Dillman out with it on the right wing as we try to hunt down the name of number 10 there. All right, three-pointer on the way up. No good for the Dragons, but an offensive board.
All right, three-point shot by Maya Dillman from the top of the key. Won't fall after the offensive rebound. Kenzora finds herself underneath the basket wide open and can't get it. Rebound pulled down out of there by Braylon Wood for Rockport. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Jump shot up and good by Leah Meyercourt. Leah Meyercourt checks into the ball game and gets a field goal. It's 3-2, Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan with the basketball in the hands of Avery Meyer. She goes to the right side, Kenzora. Underneath pass, it goes Tatum Moss. Turns around, tries to bounce it outside to Maya Dillman. Good defensive effort by Ella Meyercourt getting that ball knocked out of bounds. Sub into the ball game for Mid-Buchanan comes Myla Finn. Myla checks into the ball game for the first time this evening. 4:24 left to go here in the first quarter. The score is still 3-2, Mid-Buchanan in front of the Blue Jays. Inbound pass comes into Tatum Moss at the top of the key. They work it around. Here's a three-point shot left wing. No good by, that was Avery Meyer on the shot. Kenzora tracks down the offensive rebound and will try it for three. In and out. Won't fall from the right wing. Defensive rebound pulled down by Braylon Wood for the Rockport Blue Jays. Audrey Meyercourt has the basketball on the right side, right-handed dribble. She dribbles to the top of the key, crossover three-pointer, up and good. Audrey Meyercourt, crossover, sweet little crossover dribble there. Step back, three-pointer, good. The Rockport Blue Jays, first lead of the ball game, 5-3. On the drive by Mid-Buchanan, dishes it off underneath, good pass. Tatum Moss finishes the layup, but a great pass under there from Myla Fidd stoppage in play.
I think he thought mid-Buchanan coach Carly Moss called the timeout there. I think she was just waving her team on. So
it'll
be Blue Jay basketball.
Okay. Into the ball game, checking back in. That's Stevie Gaines coming back in, as well as Ella Meyer-Korth must have came back in. Underneath pass to go, Ella Meyer-Korth can't get the shot to fall. Offensive rebound pulled down by Braylon Wood. Three-pointer by Stevie Gaines won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around on the floor. Players diving after it, and they're going to whistle a foul on Braylon Wood for Rockport there.
That'll be Braylon's first foul. Fourth of the quarter here, so no free throws yet for Mid-Buchanan. And unfortunate for Braylon because you want, you know, them to be aggressive with balls on the floor. And it is going to be the fifth foul of the quarter, so we will shoot some free throws here.
All right. We walk to the end where Avery Meyer will take aim for a couple free throws here after the foul by Braylon Wood. So Wood picks up a foul. Free throw on the way up and good by Avery Meyer. Second free throw on the way. 6-5, Mid-Buchanan in front after the Meyer free throw. She'll take aim for a second one. Shot is on the way up and short off front iron, won't fall. Rebound comes down to Tatum Vogler for Rockport. 3:21 left to go here in the first. Mid-Buchanan leads 6-5. Ella Meyer-Korth, crossover dribble all the way to the left block. Driving through traffic is going to be bumped on the way to the hoop and draw the foul.
They're going to get, I believe, Maya Dillman with that one. That's her second. And she'll come take an early seat as Lindy Eaton checks back in for the Dragons, as well as Devin Admeyer, the long freshman.
All right, inbound pass comes from the left side of the basket. They get it into Ella Meyer-Korth. Meyer-Korth's crossover dribble, back out top Wood. She'll try a free throw line jump shot, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Myla Finn. Finn, a sophomore, pulling down the rebound. Into the front court come the Dragons, moving from our left to our right as we sit here at Mountain City High School. Into the right corner is Kenzora. Back out to Moss, looking to go inside to the freshman. Turn around up off the glass, won't fall. That was Devin Admeyer under there. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Stevie Gaines for Rockport. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Leah Meyer-Korth has it. She'll dribble off, passes it to Ella Meyer-Korth. He'll drive the big one up and good. Plus the foul. Gets the layup and the foul. Ella Meyer-Korth with her first field goal of the evening here. And she'll have a free throw on the way.
A foul's going to be on Myla Finn. That's her first. 14th foul of the half for the Dragons. And the basket did count. So it will just be one free throw here.
Audrey Meyer-Korth checks back in for Rockport, replacing Leah Meyer-Korth. Shot is on the way up from Ella Meyer-Korth. No good. She's 0 for 3 on the evening tonight. You can tell she's kind of disgusted with herself. She does give the Rockport Blue Jays the lead, 7-6. 2:30 left to go here in the first. Tatum Moss for Mid-Buchanan. Nice pass underneath the fin. Gets it back out to Kenzora, who will drive to the paint. Free throw line jump shot won't fall. Defensive rebound pulled out of there by Stevie Gaines. Gaines another rebound. Audrey Meyer-Korth, the point guard, gets the ball from Gaines. She'll dribble across the timeline on the far side. Pulls it back out, top of the key, right side it goes Vogler. Vogler will try to drive the lane. A lot of contact down there. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mid-Buchanan as Tatum Vogler was driving to the basket.
Foul's going to be on number one. Well, who do you call that one on?
14,
okay. Myla Finn, that's her second. That's the fifth foul, so it'll be two free throws here for Tatum Vogler.
All right. Vogler at the line. Free throw up off side iron. Will not fall.
0 for 4 tonight on free throws for the Blue Jays. That is not like this Blue Jay team.
They'll find themselves in the lead, 7-6. This free throw up and good.
We like those reverse announcers.
That was well done. Well done.
Usually it's the other way around.
All right, 2:06 left to play in the first. Rockport ahead 8-6. It is Mid-Buchanan basketball. Avani Kenzora has it. She'll slowly walk it across the timeline in front of Audrey Meyer-Korth. Dribbling to the right is Kenzora. Back to the left it goes to Moss. Moss back to Kenzora, who will dribble down to the right corner. They pass it inside, turn around, jump shot up and good for Devin Admeyer. Admeyer's first basket, and it's tied at 8. 1:44 left to go first quarter. Audrey Meyer-Korth back into the front court for Rockport. Behind the back dribble, looks to go to the left side. Now does so. Gets it over to Gaines. Gaines will dribble to the paint, puts a jump shot up in the paint, won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Tatum Moss for Mid Buchanan. Kinzora has the basketball. Wide open. Somebody didn't have their one-on-one. And a wide open look by Lindy Eaton doesn't fall. But the Dragons do corral the offensive rebound. Tatum Moss puts up a three-pointer from the right corner and won't fall. Big collision down there on the baseline. What are they going to call? Just out of bounds? Yeah,
they're going to call out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to the Blue Jays.
I wouldn't be able to get up if I hit the floor like that. That'd be, they were just hustling after the ball. Nothing to mention there. Just hustling after the ball and hit the hardwood. They'd have to call somebody to come pick me up. 8-8, the score, nearing a minute to play here in the first. Here's Wood with the basketball. They toss it inside to Meyercourt. She has it knocked away, and now she's going to lose it, and they're going to say last touch by Meyercourt down there on the baseline.
Body's on the floor again on that possession.
8-8, 57 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Timeout on the court. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
57.3 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 8-8 to score, tied up in this championship girls game of the Mountain City Invitational. It will be Mid-Buchanan basketball. Coach Carly Moss took a timeout to set up something for the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Inbound pass comes in. This is Lindy Eaton with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline in a one and a four high set. Ball's going to be stolen away by the Rockport Blue Jays. That's Leah Meyercourt. Ahead to the front court comes Braylon Wood. Back out top it goes Leah Meyercourt. Cross-court pass to Gaines. Gaines, right-handed dribble to the free throw line outside Leah Meyercourt, who will try a three off front iron. Kinzora pulls down the rebound. Ahead it goes quickly to Moss. Moss has to just save it from going out of bounds. Throws it right into the hands of Stevie Gaines. Gaines gets it off to Audrey Meyercourt. Into the front court they come. The ball's going to be poked away. Back into the hands of the Dragons. So back and forth. Kinzora pulls it back out. 15 seconds left to go. They do corral it. They're going to set something up. Here's a cutting. Eaton up off the glass and good. Lindy Eaton gets her first field goal of the evening. And that gives the Dragons a 10-8 lead here with 2 seconds. Audrey Meyercourt will try a three. Up and good. Off the glass. A half-court shot by Audrey Meyercourt. Wow, what a shot by Audrey Meyercourt to take us to the end of the first and give the Blue Jays a lead at 11-10. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We'll take a 1 minute break. Back with second quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
This is National Influenza Vaccination Week. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you that getting your annual flu shot is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your loved ones from flu illness and potential complications, especially if you are at risk. Flu vaccines are safe, effective, and help keep our families and community healthy through the season. Don't wait. Schedule your flu shot today by visiting your local pharmacy or contacting your primary care physician. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Mound City High School, we're set for second quarter action as the Blue Jays lead 11-10, a fresh minute, 8 minutes up on the clock. Dylan Hendricks here to describe second quarter action.
Dragons going to start with the ball. Maya Dillman crosses the timeline, looking to get the lead back in their favor. Dillman with it on the right wing here. She's looking inside for Devin Admire. Nothing there. It goes back out to Lindy Eaton. Eaton dribbles over to the left side, gets rid of it. And Dillman trips, but Eaton's there to pick it up. Almost looked like it was going to go out of bounds. And then great defense. And defense turns into offense. Yeah. Layup up and good for Carly Gibbs.
Audrey
Meyercourt. Three-pointer left wing. No good, but an offensive rebound for the Dragons. We're going to have a jump ball. And that ball is going to go to Rockport. So great job there.
The Dragon fans wanted a foul. They got a jump ball.
Meyercourt now with eight this first half. All right, Rockport back with the ball. Here's Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt drives in, turns around, jumper up, no good. Rebound's going to go back to Mid-Buchanan, and here come the Dragons looking way down the floor. Good pass. Oh, about a half-court pass. Lobbed it up to Devin Admire, and with her height, she was able to catch it, gather herself up for two, and she has four. The 13-12 Rockport lead. 6:45 remaining here until halftime. Here's a drive-in layup. Up, no good for Stevie Gaines, but Gaines is going to be fouled, and the freshman's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Foul's going to be called on Mid-Buchanan's Avery Meyer. On Meyer, her second personal foul, team foul number one.
Stevie has to hit the scoring column tonight, but she'll get two chances at it here. First chance up, no good.
Sub into the ball game for Mid-Buchanan comes Chloe Christensen. She will come in replacing Avery Meyer. In for the Blue Jays comes Braylon Wood. Wood coming in for Carly Gebhardt.
It'll be Chloe Christensen's first action of the night, but she did have some big buckets two nights ago in their first game of the tournament. Second free throw's up and good for Stevie. Her first point of the game and gives Rockport a two-point lead. Dillman crosses half court. She finds Christensen. Christensen inside to Admire. Admire shot up, no good. Rebound Rockport. That's Stevie Gaines.
I don't keep track of rebounds, but she's got a lot of them.
Stevie right in there. Three-pointer up on the way, no good. That was Tatum Vogler. And the Dragons back the other way. Here's Dillman, right wing. Cross-court pass. That's Lindy Eaton. Lindy looking inside to Devin. She was going long, and Devin stepped in front. And it's going to be a turnover here for the Dragons. And here comes Rockport. Stevie Gaines, right wing, drives in. She's going to be fouled on the way up, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Devin Admire is going to pick up her first personal foul, team foul number two of the second quarter, sending Stevie Gaines to the free throw line.
And as a coach, really frustrating because
yeah.
with Admire's length, all you got to do is straight up there, and you're going to make it tough on anybody trying to drive in. But she lowered her hands, caught the arm, and Stevie Gaines going to go to the line for her. Third and fourth free throw.
0-for-3 start for Stevie Gaines here at the free throw line. Into the ball game comes Leah Meyercourt. She will come in replacing Tatum Vogler.
So Stevie misses that one. She did make her second one on the last trip. Second free throw up and good. She's now 50% on the evening from the line.
So I missed throwing one in.
And here comes Mid-Buchanan. We're going to have a quick whistle down the court. On Rockport, it's going to be a foul, so it'll be an out-of-bounds play for the Dragons.
Foul's going to be called on Braylon Wood. On Wood, her second personal foul, team foul number one.
The Dragons basketball tipped on the inbounds pass. We're going to see who they call it out-of-bounds on. They're going to say it is out-of-bounds on Rockport, but really good defense there for Audrey Meyercourt. Got the tip. Had a chance. That's a steal, but it was tipped out-of-bounds.
Yep.
Maya Dillman going to throw it in deep in her corner. He's looking for somebody to throw to. Still looking. Finally gets it in. That's going to be Lindy Eaton. Eaton cross-court pass. That's Avani Kenzora. Dragons now going to set it up top of the key. They trail 15-12.
That was good.
Steal there.
Great defense.
For Ella Meyercourt. So Ella Meyercourt, great defense. Here comes Stevie Gaines. Gaines, floater in the lane. No good. She gets her own rebound. Shot up. No good. That's going to be stripped by Maya Dillman. And here come the Dragons. They got a little break here. Maya Dillman drives length of the court.
Whoa.
And she's going to walk. Or they're going to call a jump ball. So that'll stay with Mid-Buchanan. It either had to be a jump ball there or travel. So
it was. I think that's a good call. I think that's the right call. She did get tied up, stopped her momentum, but there was no foul there, just on the ball.
Dillman going to toss it in here. She throws it in, but it's going to be way out near the timeline. And great defense again there for Ella Meyercourt. She tips it out of bounds. This Rockport team really strong You know, tipping those passes away, especially the long ones.
Yes, they're so athletic too, right? And they're very good at reading passes.
All right, Dragons ball. Left wing, jumper, up and good. That's a three-pointer for Tatum Moss. We saw her do it a couple of nights ago. She does it again. She has five. 15-15 our score now. It's tied back up. This one's been a back-and-forth affair. There's another a three down at the other end. That's number 14, Audrey Meyer, of course.
That's tough to stop.
And she has 11 in this first half. 18-15. Rockport back in front. Trading punches here, middle of the second quarter, as we have a foul down at the other end.
Foul's going to be called on Ella Meyercourt. On Ella, her second personal foul, team foul number two. Audrey Meyercourt, that's her game. Step back, she can beat you on the drive, she can shoot it. She's just an all-around great basketball player.
11,
and just a sophomore.
11 tonight and three of those on three.
18-15 Rockport.
All right, Dragons still with the basketball here. Here's Tatum Moss on the drive. She throws it cross-court. It's going to go off the hands of Avery Meyer. Out of bounds, mid-beginning. Ball will be back to Rockport. 4:41 remaining here in the second quarter. 18-15 is the Rockport lead, but it's been a back-and-forth affair. Both teams have held a lead. We've had multiple lead changes, multiple ties, and we're going to have a carry.
Yep.
And
Ella Meyercourt just couldn't collect herself there. Got caught carrying the ball.
Ball go back to the Dragons here. Chance to cut into the lead or even tie it up with a three. And both of these teams, neither one of them shy about shooting a three if they're open. Gilman across the timeline. She'll get it off to Tatum Moss. Moss looks back inside. That pass is going to be stripped by Stevie Gaines, though, and we're going to have a foul.
Yeah.
On the Dragon.
Yep, Avery Meyer is going to get called for her third personal foul. And for a third personal foul, that one's tough, as Coach Carly Moss is giving some instruction to Avery Meyer, the sophomore.
Coach Moss probably telling her, don't foul here. We need you in the second half. She's got three. We do have a travel down at the other end. Stevie just took an extra step after the jump stop. That was Stevie Gaines on the turnover. It'll go back to Mid-Buchanan.
Stevie Gaines, just a freshman, playing big minutes for Rockport.
And well-earned, too, as down at the other end, we have a foul on the drive-in. Avery Meyer went baseline. She's going to pick up a foul on a Rockport. Lee J.
Leah Meyer, of course, going to pick up foul number one, team foul number three.
Dragons ball in underneath. They're going to have to pass it way out near the timeline then. Credit that defense for Rockport on the inbounds. And here's a three-pointer right wing off the pump fake. No good for Maya Dillman. Rebound game. And Rockport's going to look for the long pass downfield. Wasn't enough down the court. Wasn't enough on it. Rockport pass downfield. Then we're on the wrong night.
It about hit the tarp here in the middle of the top of the roof here.
Dragons basketball down at the other end. They trail by three, 18-15. Pass inside is going to be tipped around. It's going to be Rockport Blue Jay basketball. So an ugly couple of minutes here. We've had about three or four turnovers, and both teams committing them. Both teams looking for a bucket on the drive-in. Shot up no good. That was Ella Meyer. Fourth ball's tipped around now and on the floor with it. And rebound, Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan back the other way. Now we're going to have another turnover. Great anticipation for Audrey Meyer. Audrey, pass over to Ella, and Ella's blocked, and rebound's going to be with the Dragon. So a quick 30 seconds there resulted in no points for either team and a lot of running for both teams.
1-4 high set here.
Dragons with the ball. Left wing jumper no good for the Dragon. Rebound for Audrey Meyer, of course, and she's going to be fouled.
Foul's going to be called on Ivani Kinzora. On Kinzora, her first personal foul, team foul number four. So one more, and the Rockport Blue Jays will be shooting free throws.
All right, we'll see if the Blue Jays can extend this 18-15 lead. I feel like we've been sitting on 18-15 for quite a while.
Been a while.
Crossing the timeline with it is Audrey Meyercourt. She swings it left side here to Leah Meyercourt. Back to Audrey. Audrey, top of the key. She takes one dribble. She likes that shot. That one no good, though, and Stevie Gaines is going to be called for the foul on the rebound.
Stevie Gaines is going to pick up a foul for an over-the-back call or a push call on the rebound. It's going to be team foul number four, her second foul on the evening.
Both teams now going to be in the bonus, and so both teams will be shooting free throws on any fouls outside of offensive fouls here for the rest of the quarter. 2:40 remains.
Mid-Buchanan did drop back into a 2-3 zone there on the last defensive possession. maybe just throwing a different look at the Rockport Blue Jays.
And it's an interesting strategy because this Rockport team is not afraid to shoot the basketball. All right, Dragons basketball now. The ball tipped around. That was Myla Finn. Finn over to the right side, dribbles in. Off her foot is Tatum Moss, and ball's going to be out of bounds. Back to Rockport.
Lindy Eaton checking back in for Mid Buchanan, replacing Myla Finn. It will be Rockport basketball, 2:19 to play. Still 18-15, Rockport in front.
And neither team able to score about the past 3 or 4 minutes here. Both teams with a couple of fouls. Nobody's been able to get to the foul line here for a while either. Blue Jays basketball, left wing. Audrey Meyer-Korth, long three up, no good. Rebound, Maya Dillman. And here come the Dragons back the other way. Maya, open lane, right down the lane, all the way to the hoop, and she's going to get her first bucket of the second quarter. She now has 5 on the evening. And
that was a good dribble drive.
1-point lead now for Rockport. Left wing, Leah Meyer-Korth. Right side now, Audrey Meyer-Korth. Back to Leah. 2-3 zone look here for the Dragons. We'll see if Rockport can get some good ball movement inside. Layup up, no good. That was Carly Gebert. She was blocked by Devin Ammeyer. We've talked about Devin Ammeyer's length multiple times tonight. And she gets the block there. Dragons a chance to take the lead here. Trailing by 1. Top of the key, Tatum Moss. Moss right side. Right wing, 3 on the way, up, no good. That was Lindy Eaton, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound here, and that'll put the Blue Jays at the line for 2.
That's a really tough call, because as tall as Admire is, she just kind of tipped the ball. It looked bad, but I think her length just was trying to tip it out of there. Tough call.
Braylon Wood, a chance to get her name in the scoring column for tonight. She gets 2 free throws. First free throw's up. Good. And her first point of the game. Checking back in for the Dragons, number 14, Myla Finn. Sitting down will be Tatum Moss. Moss just 1-3 on the evening. She had multiple threes in their first game of the tournament against East Atchison. Second free throw, no good for Braylon Wood, so it'll remain a 2-point Rockport lead, 19-17. Inside, Admire. Admire triple team. She finds the open guy, though. Layup up in good for Myla Finn, and she'll go to the line to shoot 1 more and a chance to give the Dragons a lead back.
Foul's going to be called on Carly Gephardt. On Carly, second personal foul, team foul, in number 5 or above. Finn trying to complete the 3-point play.
Finn's free throw is up in good. And credit Devin Admire there. Just a freshman. She was triple teamed, but didn't seem fazed by it. Found the open man. That was Finn. And gives the Dragons a lead back on the 3-point play. All right. We'll see if Rockport can answer here. 49 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Carly Gebert's at the free throw line. She'll kick it back out. Left wing, Audrey Meyer-Korth. Meyer-Korth cross court to Leah Meyer-Korth. Now corner, Tatum Vogler. Vogler looking for somewhere to go. That's going to be stolen by Finn. So good sequence here for Myla Finn. Dragons, 26 seconds left in the half. They're going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. 19 seconds remain. It's a 1-point Mid-Buchanan lead after what seemed like Rockport held the lead for most of the second quarter here. Just haven't been able to find the bottom of the net.
Play didn't progress much there. Now they get it inside.
Gilman gets it inside to Admire. Admire shot up no good, but she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2.
They're going
to
tag that one on Braylon Wood. On Braylon, her third personal foul now. And we'll send Devin Admire to the free throw line for 2 free throws.
So Wood with 3. Carly Gebert's with 2. 2 for Ellen Meyer-Korth. And 2 for Stevie Gaines for Rockport.
Free throw no good there for Admire.
So Admire looking for her 5th point on the night. Free throws up. That one's no good as well. Rockport going to come down with the rebound. They won't get a look at it. And that'll end our first half of action. So it was a back and forth first half, but Mid-Buchanan's going to take a 20-19 lead here into the break. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, recap first half action You are listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City,
402-245-2908. Sunny 101.3.
Back live from Mound City High School. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects, they're building community.
Our halftime recap sponsor is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu, and let's take a look at some of that first half scoring action.
It's a tight ball game. It began leads 20-19 at the half. Individual scoring first for the Blue Jays. They're led by Audrey Meyercore. She's got 11. It's two each for Ella Meyercore, Stevie Gaines, and Leah Meyercore. And it's one for Tatum Vogler and one for Braylon Wood. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons in the one-point lead, they're led by Maya Dillman with 5, Tatum Moss also with 5, 4 points for Devin Admire, 3 points for Myla Finn, 2 points for Lindy Eaton, and 1 point for Avery Meyer for their total of 20. 20-19, the score at the half.
Couple of scores from around the area and Nebraska high school basketball action. Girls, Falls City Sacred Heart beat Sterling 69-28 earlier this evening. And the boys are ahead of Sterling at the half. That score 49-11 at the half. Nebraska volleyball opening up their NCAA tournament tonight. They won set 1, 25-11, and set 2, 25-15. They're looking for the sweep over LIU on the evening.
Halftime at Mound City High School at the Mound City Invitational Championship game on the girls' side of the bracket. We'll take a two-minute timeout, check out your latest weather and what that might lead to. Another 2 minutes of sponsorships, and we'll be back for second half action of this championship girls game live from Mound City. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Lows drop to 20 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday becomes mostly cloudy. Rain chances arrive by afternoon. Highs top out near 40. Winds turn to the south 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday night, rain chances continue before midnight. Then partial clearing is possible. Lows drop to 18. Blustery winds turn to the north, 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. Sunday, partly sunny and colder. Highs only make it into the mid-20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts still possible. Sunday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Diminishing winds. Lows fall back to 13. And then Monday, mostly sunny with highs reaching 38. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Chaim TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Chaim TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at ChaimTS.com. Chaim Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back live at Mound City High School. The final half of play upcoming here in the girls' championship of the Mound City Invitational. The Brockport Blue Jays trail the Mid-Buchanan Dragons 20-19 at the half. Both teams back on the bench getting ready to be huddled up. Want to remind everybody our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. We are on Sunny 101.3. My name is Cody Shawong. Dylan Hendricks with me tonight. Randy Gatula over on KTNC just got finished up at Syracuse. It was a rough night for the Fall City Tigers traveling to Syracuse. The boys lost 70-12, and the girls fall 49-10 in that one. So kicking off the season all around, the
the area here. We have all kinds of sports coming at you. Broadcast schedule, keep posted on the Facebook page. Randy does a good job of putting together some nice little readouts, some posts to let everybody know what's going on. Going to cover more games this year for sure. Dylan, let's look at a third quarter here.
One more half here in the championship match, Mountain City High School, Mountain City Invitational. It's the girls' championship. Rockport trails Mid-Buchanan 20-19, but they'll get the ball out of the halftime break. Here's Audrey Meyerkorth with it, top of the key to Stevie Gain. Meyerkorth, right wing. That's Tatum Vogler. Vogler inside right free throw line. Jumper is going to be blocked. The ball tipped back into the hands of the Blue Jays. Now, free throw line, cross-court pass. Pass inside with tip. Turnover Tatum Vogler into the hands of Mid-Buchanan. The Dragons quickly down the other way, and we're going to have a travel. That was Lindy Eaton, and Lindy just took one too many steps there on the drive in.
That was pretty good defense there. Not fouling, not reaching in, just staying straight there and holding her position.
Well, it looked like it was going to be a two-on-one Mid-Buchanan breakaway. Turned into a turnover. So great job hustling back on defense for the Blue Jays. All right, pass inside for Rockport. Going to hit the ground. That's going to be off of Devin Admire. Admire gets the start here in the second half. She finished the first half with four, but her length just affects everything inside. Long three left corner, no good. That was Audrey Meyerkorth. Pass tipped or ball tipped around. It's going to stay down with the Blue Jays.
All right, just underway here in the third quarter. It will be Rockport basketball.
20-19. Mid-Buchanan lead. Right corner, three up. Good. That's Ella Meyerkorth, and that's her first bucket of the second half. She gives the Rockport the lead, 22-20. Dragons back the other way, looking inside for Admire. Admire calling for it. They just can't find her. Pass. Oh, my, on the cut. I don't know if that was...
That worked out.
...supposed to end up in the hands of Advani Kanzora or not, but it did. She gets the bucket, and we're tied up at 22. I mean, the Dragon girl has fallen out of bounds. She threw it back across court and just somehow ended up in the hands of Kanzora. Gaines blocked at the other end. Admire's length playing a factor here in the championship game. Three on the way. Good for Lindy Eaton. That's her first bucket of the second half, and it'll be a three-point Dragon lead, 25-22. We'll see if the Blue Jays can answer here. An extended 2-3 zone here for the Dragons, and it's given the Blue Jays some fits. Long three-pointer right side.
Oh,
no
man.
Good. The offensive good rebound, point. Though, is put back for Braylon Wood. And she'll cut into the lead, 25-24.
Way to be there on the offensive rebound.
Left wing three on the way. That's good for Lindy Eaton. That's her second three in as many trips. She
knock one, knock one down on the right side, knock one down on the left side.
28-24, Dragons lead. First two-possession lead of the game, I think, for Mid-Buchanan. And just a little bit out of control there with Ella Meyerkorth. She throws it out of bounds, and ball will go back to Mid-Buchanan.
All right, subs into the ball game. Gephardt checks back in, as well as Leah Meyerkorth for Rockport.
For Rockport, a lot of their offense starts with their defense. They like to push the pace, especially off of misses and turnovers. We'll see if they can get one of those here. 1-4 set for the Dragons. Inside. That's Avani Kanzora. Kanzora pivots around a couple of times. Her shot up, no good. She's going to go to the line, shoot two.
That was a pretty good post move down there by Avani Kanzora. Foul's going to be called on Leah Meyerkorth on her second personal foul, team foul number one.
They've ran that 1-4 set a couple of times, but they bring Admire up to the free throw line and then bring the opposite wing, which ended up being Kanzora, around a screen. And that one's going to result in two free throws, though Kanzora misses the first.
They called that one on Audrey, not Leah.
The foul was on Audrey Meyerkorth, her second. Second free throw for Kanzora up. It's going to roll around and drop. And it's now a 5-point Mid-Buchanan lead. 5:09 remains in the third quarter. Rockport looking for an answer. A one-step dribble, no good. Three for Audrey Meyerkorth, and here come the Dragons. It's one-and-done possession for the Blue Jays.
just not getting the shot to fall tonight, Audrey, on the second half.
It's been a struggle putting the ball in the second half for the Blue Jays after an early three from Ellemeyer court. All right, here's Tatum Moss with it. She passed it back cross court to Maya Dillman on the right wing. Dillman looks inside for Admeyer. Not there. Pulls it back out. Avani Tenzora out near the timeline. The Dragons seem content with being pretty patient here on offense. For our Nebraska listeners that may be tuning in, no shot clock over here in Missouri, so they can take all the time they want. All right, Dillman on the drive in. Her layup's up no good, but they're going to get a foul on the drive, and she'll go to the line to shoot two as well.
Yeah, Ellemeyer, of course, going to pick up number three, I believe, on the evening team foul. Number two.
That will be, you're right, number three on Ella. That'll be her third. Braylon Wood also a three for the Blue Jays. It's Maya Dillman's free throw up and good. Been kind of a disaster of a quarter here for the Blue Jays. 30-24 is the Dragon lead. And that's all on the back of a couple of big threes early in the quarter by Lindy Eaton. Second free throw up, no good. So it'll stay just a six-point game. 4:16 remaining in the third quarter. Three from the left wing, up and good. A good answer for Liam Meyercourt, and we're going to have a quick timeout here for Rockport. 30-27 is the Dragon lead. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Dragon basketball out of the timeout here. They lead 30-27 over the Rockport Blue Jays. Championship basketball in the Mound City Invite. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Had a good one right before this, and we've got a good one here in the championship game. Tatum Moss with it. Over to Maya Dillman on the right wing. Now top of the key, that's Lindy Eaton. She drives in. Good ball movement here for the Dragons. Moss. Right corner now for Lindy Eaton. Eaton inside. She finds Devin Admeyer. Admeyer up. 2-point basket is good. And, man, her height has played a factor in this one, both on defense and on offense. Gaines with it. She's cross-court to Leah Meyercourt. Now Audrey Meyercourt back to Leah Meyercourt. Trying to find something here for Rockport. Now dribble inside. That's Braylon Wood. Wood finds Stevie Gaines. Gaines drives in. Nowhere to go. Turn around. Layup up. No good. And it'll be a rebound. Mid-Buchanan.
This zone is really affecting Rockport.
Here comes Maya Dillman. And it's not a zone where you can just kind of shoot at will there for Rockport. They really extend that thing out as shot up and no good for Devin Admeyer. A little out of control there on the shot. It'll be a Rockport rebound. They still trail by 5, 32-27, 2:44 remaining in the third quarter. Audrey Meyercourt, ball. She pulls up for a three, shot no good. Ooh. Stepping on the line is Stevie Gaines trying to tip it back in, and ball will go back to Mid Buchanan.
She did try. Tatum Vogler checking back into the game for Rockport, and in for Mid Buchanan comes Myla Finn.
And you mentioned that 2-3 zone, and you would think a team like Rockport, who shoots it really well, would just eat that zone up. But
yep.
It's an extended 2-3 zone. I mean, they're pulling that thing out to near the volleyball attack line.
Yeah.
Dragons with the basketball. 2:23 left here in the third quarter. With it on the left wing, Avani Tenzora. Tenzora looks inside. There's three Blue Jays there. They are going to call a jump ball, and it will remain with the Dragons.
2:16 to go here in the third. It is a Mid-Buchanan lead, 32-27, as we get near the latter part of the third.
Here's a throw-in. It'll be Dillman to throw it in. She's looking, finds Lindy Eaton on the left wing. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Audrey Meyercourt, and it'll be Mid-Buchanan basketball on the side with the throw-in now. All right, here's the Dragon. That's Avani Kenzora. Kenzora out near the volleyball attack line. Cross court, looking inside was Myla Finn, and we have two hands up, no fifth, so it'll be a jump ball. Ball will go back to Rockport.
We'll see if Coach Alice takes a timeout here, possibly, to try to get against his zone. Nope, I thought he was standing up to take a timeout, but he's not.
Blue Jays going to screen the zone here. Now pass left wing. That's Leah Meyerkorf. Now pass two.
Good.
Audrey Meyerkorf. Nice pass inside. Shot up no good, though, for Braylon Wood. And it's a one-and-done possession again. Great job for Mitch Buchanan on the defensive board. Does that shot up and good for Lindy Eaton. That'll be her eighth point of the third quarter here. And it will extend the lead to 7. All right, Stevie Gaines, right corner. She drives in. Nothing there. Looking for somebody to pass it to. She finds Wood. Wood at the free throw line. Back to Gaines. Gaines, layup up is no good, but she's going to be fouled by, looks like maybe Dillman. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Maya Dillman's going to pick up her third personal foul, team foul, number one.
And a great job there for Stevie. She got the ball back to Braylon Wood after she had nowhere to go, and instead of, you know, kind of floating back around the perimeter, she cut right to the hoop, and wide open was the layup. First free throw up, no good for Gaines.
Ella Meyerkorf back into the ball game for Rockport. Into the game for Mid-Buchanan, Devin Admeyer. Timeout on the court. 1:17 left to go here in the third quarter. Rockport trails by 7, 34-27. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For us, it's a privilege to serve you, and helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
34-27 the score here late in the third quarter. A minute 17 left on the clock. My name is Cody Shawong. Dylan Hendricks bringing you play-by-play action here this evening, live from the Mound City Invitational. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors.
Our premier sponsors for the Mound City Invite this year, BTC Bank, Sure Ag, Northwest Ag Services, Golden Triangle Energy, Hiawatha Implement, and Shibe Drainage. So on the other side of the timeout, Stevie Gaines has missed a free throw. She'll get one more look at it here, trying to cut the 7-point lead down to 6 if she would make this one. It was a back-and-forth first couple of quarters, 11-10 at the end of the first. Rockport led. Then they trailed 20-19 at the half. But it's been all Mid-Buchanan here as Gaines misses the second free throw. Dragons with the rebound. They've done a great job on the defensive glass tonight, not letting Rockport have many second-chance opportunities. Top of the key, Bonnie Kenzora. Now left wing. That's Myla Finn. Finn drives in, nowhere to go. Back out to Kenzora. Kenzora, three on the way, no good. Finn with the rebound, though. She's going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Foul's going to be called on Stevie Gaines. On Gaines, her third personal foul, team foul, number 3.
And we talked about, you know, on the other end, the Dragons. It's been a lot of one-and-done possessions for the Blue Jays. On this end, Finn going to get these two free throws. Thanks to a second-chance opportunity on the offensive board.
They're just rebounding better than the Blue Jays right now as Finn knocks down that free throw, but just doing a better job offensively and defensively at rebounding the ball.
And that is big in these tight games. Finn's second free throw up. No good. Rockport's going to control the rebound. They trail by 8. 35-27 is the Dragon lead. We near the end of the third quarter. Free throw line jumper up and good for Braylon Wood. That is her second bucket of this half, and it's 35-29. Much needed basket there for the Blue Jays.
30 seconds left to go in the third.
We'll see if the Dragons have an answer, if the Blue Jays can get a big stop here. Left wing Finn. Looks in, nothing. Dillman back out near the volleyball attack line. And looks like Mitt Buchanan is going to be content here with Holden Miss for the last shot. 10 seconds left in the half. Here's Finn. Finn to Dillman. Dillman, top of the key. That's Lindy Eaton.
3 seconds.
Takes a couple of dribbles. Dribbles in. Layup up. No good. Rebound Stevie Gaines, and that'll end our third quarter of action. It's a 35-29 Dragon lead over the Blue Jays as we head to the fourth quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. The Blue Jays find themselves down 29-35. It will be Mid-Buchanan basketball. After the quarter break, this will be Myla Dillman with it. She'll bounce past it to the right elbow to, that was Finn in there. Now she holds it back out to Dillman, thought about the three. Now she'll dribble to the right elbow off to Kinzora. Now in the left hand, in the left side, that's Finn with it. Top of the key, Kinzora. She'll back it back out past the volleyball spike line and reset the offense. Off to the right side, it goes into the hands of Lindy Eaton. Eaton, bounce pass inside Finn. Finn, turnaround jump shot won't go. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Stevie Gaines for Rockport. Off into the hands of Audrey Meyercourt, into the front court, trailing by six, 35-29 Mid-Buchanan. Fourth quarter, just underway. Here's Gaines with it. Shot fake, through defenders, up and under, up the glass and good. That was a good play there by Stevie Gaines. Stevie Gaines has her second basket of the evening. She's got 4 points. Into the front court for Mid-Buchanan. Now bounce pass, good looking bounce pass underneath there to Devin Admire, who scores the bucket, but a great pass from Myla Finn to Admire for the easy two. Back to a 6 point advantage for Mid Buchanan, 37-31. Audrey Meyercourt has it on the right side in front of the Rockport bench. On the near side, where Dylan and I sit here this evening. Down in the right corner, Ella Meyercourt with it. Now to the free throw line, Stevie Gaines. She has it there. She'll try to dribble around a defender. Back outside it goes Leah Meyercourt. Ella Meyercourt dribble through the paint. Puts the shot up. Hits the deck. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Gaines. Up and good for Stevie Gaines on the offensive putback. We mentioned it in the last quarter, but the rebounds have been huge. A 4 point advantage for Mid Buchanan. 37-33 into the front court. They lob it inside to Admire. Up off the glass and good for Devin Admire. Plus the foul. She's going to have an opportunity for an and one.
Foul's going to be on number 12, Ellen Meyercourt. That'll be her fourth.
Yep.
That height, we've talked about it multiple times for Devin Admire. On both ends, you know, she got the block on the other end. On this end, that's two trips in a row where they've been able to get it to her in the post, and it's just tough to handle.
I was watching it pretty close there in the last quarter while you were doing the play-by-play, and Rockport was doing an excellent job of having some help-side defense. Every time they were rotating through, putting an help-side defender on Admire down there, that time just got a little bit lax. They were able to bounce pass it around to her. She converts the and one, makes the free throw. Now it's a 7 point game at 40-33. Rockport has the ball, trailing by seven. Audrey Meyercourt, crossover dribble to the right side, looking to use a screen from Wood. She lobs it inside to Wood. Turnaround jump shot up and good by Braylon Wood. Nice looking shot there. 40-35. Into the front court comes Maya Dillman for Ben Buchanan. Top of the key it goes Tatum Moss. Moss will dish it off to the right side. Top of the key with the basketball is Avery Meyer. Cross-court pass to Moss. Tatum Moss looking to go inside to Admire. There's that help defense. That time it was Tatum Vogler down there not letting that pass go inside to Devin Admire. They were trying to. Tatum Moss has it on the right wing. She'll use her dribble, top of the key, hands it off to Dillman. Dillman will drive, uses a screen from, that was a screen from Admire. Can't get the free throw to go. Rebound's going to be cleared out of there by Braylon Wood. Wood gets it off to Meyercorth. The Rockport Blue Jays looking to cut into this five-point lead. Audrey Meyercorth has it on the right side. Now she picks up her dribble, nowhere to go with it. Goes off to the left side, Leah Meyercorth. Now they go back to Wood. Wood trying to bounce pass it underneath the Vogler right into the hands of Tatum Moss. Turnover to the Dragons. Timeout on the court called by Coach Carly Moss in the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, 40-35. Mid-Buchanan in front of Rockport. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Cody Shawong, Dylan Hendricks back with you from Mound City here this evening. We are at the 4:50 mark of the fourth quarter in our final of three games. Earlier this evening, it was the East Atchison Lady Wolves coming out victorious against the South Fulton Knights, 61-23 in that one. And in the boys' contest for the third-place game of the Mound City Invitational, it was the East Atchison Wolves 58, the Mound City Panthers 53, for claiming third place here at the Mound City Invitational. Back to live action, 4:50 to go, 40-35, Mid-Buchanan in front and with the ball. In the hands of Maya Dillman come the Mid-Buchanan Dragons from our right to our left. Moving into the front court, Tatum Moss has it now at the top of the key. They work it back to the right side, looking to get it under Admire. Do so. She's double-teamed down there. Wood, good defense. Ball's going to be tipped around and ends up in the hands of Vogler. Now the ball is loose. Braylon Wood was able to corral it, and then is going to be fouled on the reach-in foul by Mid-Buchanan.
Great job there for Braylon Wood, as you mentioned, on the defense. She got buried in the post, and they got it into Admire, but she stayed straight up and made Admire try to make a play, and just nothing there.
Maya Dillman's going to pick up foul number four at the 4:25 mark of the fourth quarter. Rockport does have the basketball, trailing by 540-35. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Now the ball's going to be stolen away by Avery Meyer for Mid-Buchanan back the other way. She drives all the way to the basket, and then Audrey Meyercourt takes it right away from her. Audrey Meyercourt using that speed, coast to coast, up on the glass, and good. That's what she needed. Audrey Meyercourt with her first basket of the second half. She's got 13, and the Blue Jays trail by just three, 40-37. We've passed the halfway mark of the fourth, 3:56 on the clock. Right side is Tatum Moss. Moss will use her dribble on the baseline. Tries to go to the left side, and it's going to go out of bounds past the outstretched hand of Maya Dillman trying to corral that basketball. Rockport with a little momentum here.
A little fortunate there that on the turnover, Dragons turned it right back over. That allowed Audrey to drive the length of the floor. And, man, when she gets out and going, she's tough to stop.
She's pretty fast. Audrey Meyercourt with the basketball in her hand now once again. Ball's going to be touched last by Mid-Buchanan. It's going to roll out of bounds right in front of the Rockport bench. So Rockport will retain possession with 3:37 left to go here in the fourth, trailing by three, 40-37. Audrey Meyercourt cross-court pass to Leah Meyercourt. Back to Audrey on the right side, looking to get it inside against the zone defense of Mid-Buchanan. They do. There's Wood with it. Now she gets it underneath in the short corner. Cross-court pass Leah Meyercourt. Wood will use the dribble to the paint. Back outside, Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey Meyercourt pull-up jump shot from the free throw line won't fall. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. I believe it's going to stay right here. It's going to be a foul on Mid-Buchanan.
It is. That one's going to be on number 23, Tatum Moss. Just going to be her first, but, you know, we talked about the rebounding situation. Rockport actually had the inside, rebounding opportunity there on the inside of Moss when she picked up that foul.
Ella Meyercourt checks back into the game for Vogler. Inbound pass comes to Audrey Meyercourt on the right side. Puts the shot up, won't fall. Feel like a lot of contact there. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Rockport. 3:07 left to go. Fourth quarter, 40-37. Mid-Buchanan in front and have the basketball. Maya Dillman will walk it across the timeline. Okay, burning a little bit of clock against this Rockport Blue Jays team. Into the left corner it goes to Tatum Moss. Bounce pass out back top to Kinzora. Back to Moss. Trying a three from the left wing. Up off iron won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Audrey Meyerkorth. Audrey Meyerkorth across the timeline. Looking to go to the left side, Leah Meyerkorth this time. Into the right corner, it ends up in the hands of Ella. Ella Meyerkorth uses her dribble. Back out top to Audrey. Audrey uses her dribble. Looking to make the move. They lob it inside to Wood. Underneath to Stevie Gaines. She loses the handle on it. It's going to be stolen away by Mid Buchanan. Back the other way. Still up by three, 40 to 37. Stuck on 40 to 37 here for just a little bit. Kinzora gets the ball for Mid Buchanan and setting up the offense. Coach Carly Moss over here on the near side. Home team on the scoreboard this evening. Telling her squad to slow her down, set up the offense. 2 minutes left to play in the fourth. Here's a pass, nice pass underneath. Can't finish the basket is Lindy Eaton. Ball going to be on the ground. Now it's going to be out and a whistle and a timeout as the ball is still a little bit shaky. There was players on the ground for Rockport, but they did have the ball. Timeout's called by Coach Austin Howitz. 40 to 37, a minute 51 left to play fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Timeout called on the court. We'd like to remind everyone our presenting sponsor tonight, Leaf Lumber, is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects. They're building community. Can't do this without all of our sponsors, Dylan. We'd like to thank those once again. If you'd like to get a readout or if you have any score updates.
No score updates, but remember to stay right here on Sunny 101.3 the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow we'll be right back here in Mound City, 5 o'clock, boys, fifth place action. South Holt's going to take on the Maryville JV team, and at 6:30, and girls, third place action, we'll have Bishop LeBlanc versus Mound City.
All right, Rockport trails by three with the ball. Out of the timeout, they come into the front court. Ella Meyerkorth has it in the far left corner. This goes into Gaines. Gaines looking to make a move to the basket, and she's going to travel with it. One too many steps, a turnover back to Mid Buchanan. So she had a good move to the basket, just took one too many steps, and it's going to be a turnover. Mid Buchanan with the basketball. This is Dillman across the timeline, right across the MC logo, right in the middle of the floor. To the front court. Tatum Moss has it. She goes to the right side. Dillman, inside they do get it to Admire. Admire cross-court pass to Moss. Moss outside, dribble drive, up and no good. On the drive was Lindy Eaton, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Lindy Eaton to the free throw line for a pair.
That foul is going to be on Stevie Gaines, I believe. That'll be her fourth foul, just the second foul of the half on the Blue Jays. So something to keep an eye on as they're probably going to need to get to five here before too long.
Free throw up and good for Lindy Eaton. She's got 11 points now on the evening. A 41-37 lead at 1:14 to play here in the fourth. Eaton's second free throw up and no good that time. Rebound's going to be cleared out of there by Stevie Gaines. Gaines does not play like a freshman. She is a freshman, but she doesn't play like one. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Audrey Meyerkorth has it trailing by four. 41-37 with a minute to play now. Off to the right side, Leah Meyerkorth. They go to the right side in the corner to Gaines. Lob it inside to Ella Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth dribble drive to the hoop, puts the shot up, has it knocked away. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Gaines. Gaines comes out of there with it. Possession arrow to the Blue Jays.
And there's that height again for Devin Admire. She just affects shots when she's straight up.
She does. So it'll be 50 seconds on the clock, trailing by four with Rockport with the ball, lobbing it in. Wood into the corner. Meyerkorth will try a three from the right corner that won't fall. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Maya Dillman for Mitch Buchanan. Now they're going to have to foul. They do so. And Dillman was the one that was trying to bring the ball up. Leah Meyerkorth is going to be tagged with a foul. Leah's second personal foul. Team foul number three now. So two more until we're shooting.
Gebbers and Vogel are going to check back in here and likely to see some Rockport tight defense and some fouls possibly to stretch out this ball game.
Inbound pass goes far side to Tatum Moss. Moss will hold it there, 38 seconds. Now they're going to have to foul. Leah Meyercourt will get tagged with that one, trying to make a play on the ball. That should be number three on Leah Meyercourt.
14 fouls. The next one will put the Dragons in the bonus.
36 seconds. Down by four are the Blue Jays. Kinzoro triggered in. Holding it there. Still holding it there. Now they do inbound it. They go right back to her. They're going to have to get up. 30 seconds. And whistle and a foul is going to be called. Audrey Meyercourt will pick up the foul. I think that's going to be team foul number five now. We should go be shooting, right?
We'll be shooting. That'll be the third on Audrey. She's
yeah.
A little bit of extra shoving there. She's going to get a little talking to, but nothing too crazy.
I missed it. I missed the good stuff.
Deacon Zora's free throws here. She's 1-2 on the evening.
3 points on the night. 29.9 seconds left to go. Kinzora's free throw up and good. Rolls off the front of the rim and back in. She's now 2-for-3 from the free throw line with 4 points. Subbing offense for defense is both schools. Ella Meyercourt is back in, obviously within 4 fouls, so she's back into the game. Kinzora has the ball in her hands. Doing her free throw routine here, she'll fire the basketball up and off right iron, won't fall. TV Gaines able to pull down the rebound. 25 seconds to trail by 5 to the Blue Jays, 42-37. Audrey Meyercourt has it on the left side. She'll pull up a three-pointer. It's going to be off the side of the hoop. Tried to save it from going out of bounds are the Blue Jays, but it's going to be Dragon basketball. Coach Austin Allitz for Rockport takes a timeout. 42-37, 17 seconds left to go. The Blue Jays trail by 5. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
17 seconds left up on the clock in the fourth quarter of this Mound City Invitational Tournament Girls Championship game here on a Friday evening. Cody Shawong, Dylan Hendricks, been a pleasure bringing you basketball here this evening to kind of jumpstart or kick off our basketball season. We also had wrestling coverage last night, live from Syracuse. Troy Nelson, Roger Wendell covered that one over there. Just got done wrapping up the football season. I was had the honor to go down and join Randy Gatula, call that football game, a Rockport State Championship in December football. Randy Gatula's last play-by-play announcing for high school football. Can't thank him enough for everything he's done for the area and for me personally as well. Mid-Buchanan has the basketball. A lot of time ran off the clock before Rockport decided to foul. Clock's all the way down to 11.2 seconds, 42-37 the score. We will send Avery Meyer to the free throw line.
That was going to be on Tatum Vogler for first. And I don't know if, you know, Rockport was thinking maybe 10-second call there, but there's only 14 seconds left in the game.
Right. So. First free throw is no good for Avery Meyer, so it remains a 5-point ball game. Time becomes very, very crucial here. You're going to have to move fast. Meyer has the ball at the free throw line. Shot is on the way up and off iron, won't fall. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Mid Buchanan. That is Peyton Moss. Underneath, it's going to be a timeout. I'm not sure. Yeah, timeout on the court. 5.3. We'll just keep it right here.
Yeah,
5.3 seconds left on the game clock. It's just a 30-second timeout.
He gave the Dragons a timeout. I don't think the coach was calling for one, but I think she'll take it and the ball.
Yeah.
5.3 seconds left. And
great offensive rebound by Tatum Moss underneath there. We've been talking all evening about Devin Admire and how tall and lanky she is. She does a great job underneath the basket. One thing to keep in mind, Tatum Moss is not is a tall girl as well. She uses the height well. She rebounds well. Just a sophomore, but she can really play the game. And she came down with that rebound there. So out of the timeout, there's 5.3 seconds left to go in the fourth. 42-37, Mid-Buchanan in front of Rockport. It'll be Maya Dillman inbounding the ball from the left side of her basket underneath the hoop. They lob it into Kenzora. 4 seconds. They're just going to let the clock die, and that's going to be the final. Rockport's going to fall by 5 in the championship game. Mid-Buchanan will take home the Mountain City Invitational Championship by a score of 42-37 here at Mountain City. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, come back with our post-game show. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chaim TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Chaim TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at chaimts.com. Chaim Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back for a final time from Mountain City High School here this evening. We just wrapped up the final game of tonight's broadcast. It was the Mid-Buchanan Dragons successful over the Rockport Lady Blue Jays in the Mountain City Invitational Championship game here this evening with a final score of 42-37. Looking at some individual scorings for both teams, first for the Rockport Blue Jays, they were led by Audrey Meyercore. She had 13 points on the night, 7 points for Braylon Wood. Stevie Gaines had 6 points, 5 points each for Leah Meyercorth and Ella Meyercorth, and it was 1 point for Tatum Vogler. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, they had 2 players in double figures, Lindy Eaton with 11, Devin Admire with 11, 6 points for Maya Dillman, 4 each for Myla Finn and Evani Kenzora, 5 points for Tatum Moss, and it was 1 point for Avery Meyer for their total of 42. 42-37, the final score here this evening. Earlier today in the South Holt versus East Ashton girls game, it was the East Ashton girls 61 and the South Holt girls 23. East Ashton was led by Rainey Nordhausen with 22 points on the night, and Briley Slimp had 15 for their win tonight. In the East Ashton versus Mountain City Panthers boys game, that was the third place game, it was the East Ashton Wolves 58 and the Mountain City Panthers 53 in a close contest. The East Ashton Wolves were led by Carter Oswald with 22 points on the evening. The Panthers were led by freshman Liam Durr with 15 on the night. And in the nightcap, like we mentioned before, it was the Mid-Buchanan Dragons 42, the Rockport Blue Jays 37. Stay tuned. We will have more basketball coming up for you here this weekend at noon tomorrow on KTNC. It'll be the Husker women tipping off. That'll be at noon. You can hear it on KTNC. And then tomorrow night, Sunny 101.3 will have more Mountain City tournament basketball. It'll be a 5 o'clock game and a 6:30 game. The 6:30 game will be a third-place game, so Randy Catula will be back over here tomorrow night bringing you all the live action. Then on Sunday on the KTNC Sports Network, we will have Husker men's basketball, so a lot of basketball coming up here this evening. Dylan, you have any final thoughts?
Great night of basketball here. Unfortunate, you know, ending here for the Blue Jays. Just had trouble finding the bottom of the net for a couple of quarters, but credit, you know, the Dragons of Mitt Buchanan, they found something in Devin Admire that game. We talked about her length all game, and she gave the Blue Jays fit.
Seems like that could have been maybe a sight for some postseason teams here later in the season, a five-point game. 42-37, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons defeat the Rockport Blue Jays. For MJ Evans and Dylan Hendricks, my name is Cody Schwong. We leave you with the final score from Mound City this evening, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons 42, the Rockport Blue Jays 37. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.